Life, the cloud of dust, and the hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law, using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors. And for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come a thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Roll the tail of my girl! I'm Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto headed south from the Sweetwater. Near Bitter Creek, they saw a cloud of dust ahead of them. Word from Masked Man and Silver increased his speed, with Skull keeping his place beside him. Now a herd of cattle could be seen moving toward the opening of the canyon. A solitary horseman rode the point. But just as the opening was reached, the leaders of the herd swung aside and headed for the rider. Then suddenly they broke into a run.
Tonto and his friends in the car, let's go in front of the herd. Come on, Silver! We've got the herd! Let him up!
Swiftly, the Lone Ranger and Tonto cut in front of the herd. The girl ranged alongside. Desperation sounded in her voice. She urged her mount on.
Come on,
Jackie,
run!
Now,
save
him! Bring him away!
Save
him away from me! Don't touch your horse! Bring him away! Show him the tongue!
Jackie,
come on! Come on, Silver!
Save him away from me!
To the right! The horse swinging toward the tree!
Come on!
Move up now! Lean forward! The horse has his hands!
Run, Jackie!
You can roll up now. We're out of danger. Look out.
What
are
you doing?
You're going out, of course.
That will be necessary.
You take every big chance. I could drive Kurt into canyon alone.
I wasn't doing that.
Yes, if you will.
Then you took me for a Tenderfoot. Well, if you ever got up into the hills, you're going to run him up for months. I was trying to get him aside from the canyon.
I see.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Don't you believe me, Masked Man?
I was wondering if you noticed my mask.
Well, I noticed it, but I know who you are. I heard that you called your horse. Don't you believe me?
And you're right, of course. It'd be almost impossible to round up the herd if you ever got into the hills. That'll be a thing to cross the opening of that canyon.
Yes, there's that anyway. Somebody broke it down.
Possibly.
How should I know? You saved my life, and I'm grateful. Guess that's all I got to say to you. Goodbye.
Just a moment.
Could I talk to
you? Miss Hubbard, it did not look like her tried to stop her.
It didn't look good way to me either, fellow. My soul is just the opposite.
Why did I do that?
I don't know. I think you'd better stay close to Bitter Creek until we find out. And we make chance, then you've got her on time.
Cattle belong to a young rancher called Ted Donovan.
Donovan, huh?
Circle D.
Yes, I know it's the Circle D brand.
Infill ranch and cattle plenty soon. Going to freighting business.
The freighting business?
You hear talking cafe. Him talk with big man, father, girl, you see.
I got another good reason for quitting the ranch.
My main herd stampeded this afternoon.
They didn't pull up till they got the willow grove.
Crazy.
I reckon, but it won't be long before I'm driving in the market.
Maybe. It's a pretty years. Where did you get still the kid with your arms?
I can't find a buyer. Now I'll have to keep the buildings and the land. But once I get my money for the herd, I'll buy wagons and oxen, hire men, and start asking for freighting contracts.
You get me through?
Sure I will.
If you wouldn't be as mysterious as this guy is,
we've got to have supplies around this part of the country.
You know what happened to your brother?
Damn you. Why do you suppose I'm going into this thing? I'm hiring more than just drivers. There'll be a guard on every wagon. And I'm hoping that the gang that wiped out Johnny and his men try it with me. We'll be waiting for it. We'll be ready, too.
You're a good boy, Timothy.
Nothing or nobody can change my mind, Angus.
Hey, we get it to be right, sir.
What you been saying?
You're local, sir, the workers. But you still kill me and bring that about you.
Somehow, Angus, I haven't got any choice. There's something inside me that keeps going. If you don't do it, you're a coward. You got to pick up the ring that Johnny dropped.
That's what Tonto here.
The Tonto, how do you know if this man called Angus is the father of the girl we saw on the range?
He asked the bar chief about girl first.
Let's see. This young rancher can't go into the fighting business if he doesn't tell his cattle.
That's right.
The girl was trying to drive him up into the hills.
That's right.
That answers one question. This fake train being wiped out, when did that happen?
1 week ago.
Well, we were up on the Sweetwater. How far away from Bitter Creek?
Maybe 100 miles at least.
Any landmark?
Barkeep say outlaw raid in Midnight Pass.
Well, that's where we're heading, Toto. Midnight Pass.
Three weeks later, Ted Donovan had reached Cheyenne with his herd. Beef was bringing a good price, and in less than an hour he had closed the deal. When he returned to the hotel with more than enough in his money belt to start out in the freighting business, he found an old friend waiting in the lobby.
Janet, what are you doing here?
Hello, Ted.
You mean to say you've come all the way from Bitter Creek alone?
No, hard here. But I would have come alone if I'd had to.
What for? What's the idea?
Well, you didn't make much sense to you, Ted, but a girl told me to.
Girl? I could say it doesn't make sense.
You won't listen if I tell you you're in danger, will you?
It won't make any difference to my plan. It can't. But I gotta admit I'm curious. Who's this girl you're talking about?
I don't know her name. I never saw her before. As a matter of fact, I didn't feel very good that night. It was awful dark down by the corral.
She's getting worse instead of better.
I suppose it is. There isn't any sense not going on. Anyway, I didn't come here to see you. There's another man somewhere around fire, and that'll listen to me. Even if you won't.
No, honey, that's no way to pass. You know I love you and I'll listen to you all day long. But I'm going after the crook that killed Johnny.
Ted, did you ever realize you being Johnny's twin and looking so much like him that even I found it hard to tell you apart? Didn't you ever realize that those crooks might...
What's the matter?
Over there. He's gone, Ted. He was looking at you.
Whoa.
He's gone now. He went up the stairs. Oh, Ted, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to stand in the way for fear of what you'll do. I'm afraid if I don't, I won't find the masked man in time. I'm afraid.
He's there.
Thomas.
Wait a minute.
Mike, you got to believe me.
I guess it means what?
I haven't touched a drop to him.
And it's almost noon. That's a miracle.
I want you to know that I'm telling the truth.
Well, that'd be another miracle.
And you can write this escape. I just saw Johnny Donovan downstairs.
You what?
I did, but my own eyes are calm. He was standing over by the desk, talking to a girl. She caught a tire on me and he started to turn around, but I ducked up the stairs.
Oh, right.
Don't take my word for it. Get down there and see for yourself.
How could he be alive?
Red got slugged 9 times down in Keystone, and he's alive.
Yeah.
Maybe he's talked already.
Maybe the mattress long before this.
Well, we stop him.
Carol, of course. He figured she was mixed up in it and laid off for her sake.
Would he do that if he... After what happened?
Maybe he's out to get us himself.
Yeah, he turned around and he thought he...
We've got to get him first, that's all. Carol, if Carol will be at the cafe, we'll find her at her house.
Why do we want
to? You made a mistake in the first place. It's up to her to fix things up. Come on.
Going home?
Don't worry. We'll slip out the back of the hotel. Johnny won't check here just yet. I ought to slap your face.
I don't care. I'm glad.
All right, you're glad. Maybe you won't be so happy when I get through.
You're not going after him again.
No, Carol, I'm not going after him again.
Good. He proved he didn't go to the law. And besides, what if he did, what could he prove?
We're not going after him again, Carol. But you are.
No, Matt. You wouldn't ask me to do anything like that. I couldn't. Don't you understand? He trusted me and I double-crossed him. Oh, I thought bad enough. You can't expect me to do anything more. I won't, Mike. I tell you, I won't.
You know what the truth is, Carol. Do you follow orders or don't you? Follow, Silver. Follow. Yes, you're right. Someone riding with him.
Want a fine girl in town, you must have it. Bring her here.
The girl?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Janet again. Don't you remember me?
Why, of course. I thought at first Tonto meant someone else.
Well, I know who you mean, and I have a message from her.
You have?
She couldn't come to sign on herself, and she asked me to come instead. She wanted you to know the truth about Johnny Donovan's death.
The truth?
Yes. I had to tell it just the way she told it to me because there are some parts I don't understand. She said you would.
Please go on.
Well, in the first place, Johnny was in love with a girl named Carol.
Oh, her work in Palace Cafe.
Two girls, Johnny met some men who had a business transaction they wanted to talk over with him. This is the part I don't understand. Those men were members of the Black Order.
Well, that's all right. Go on.
Whatever the transaction was, Johnny wouldn't have anything to do with it. That's why he was killed.
You're right, Tonto. They went out of town ahead of him and waited at the pass.
Ah.
What are the names of the men? Did she tell you that?
Just one of them. Mike Rafferty.
Tonto knows him.
Well, that's fine. We may be able to get proof against him through this Carol.
But don't you understand? Proof in time. He's in danger every minute.
Have you told him all this? You're going after Rafferty himself?
No, I was afraid he'd do that, so I haven't said a word to him.
And I can't see why he should be in danger.
But Mike would be Johnny.
Why should they?
Johnny and Daddy were twin brothers. They look exactly alike, didn't you know?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do?
Well, he is in danger. You've got to find him.
But don't go up to you, gentlemen. I'll pull timber!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Tonto and Janet were heading for the town. Angus McLean and Ted Donovan met on the porch of the hotel.
This is the first time I'm coming in, Donovan.
Hello, Angus. You're up to the lake yourself?
Oh, did I do? Where's Janet? You want a room over there?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, I should have. I haven't seen her since supper.
You mean to say she didn't go riding with you?
Why, no. I had some business with a man named Smithers. We've been talking for the last 3 hours.
Oh, but you told me that you did see me.
See what?
He said he was going for a ride, but I couldn't hear you. They're putting up a person from the man I trusted. They thought to meet you.
Well, if he had, get a sub call, wouldn't he?
They ought to be smiling. I think he was just being stupid. It wasn't you he was talking about, though. It was a masked man.
The masked man?
The Lone Ranger.
What's that?
That's why we're here. She's trying to fight him. And she went right by herself outside the town of Misty. They tell him what might have happened.
Are you sure she hasn't come back?
I guess they took her to turn up the street. She might have slipped in. Come on, we'll ask the police.
Come on.
Lone Ranger. Yeah, that's what he said. Who's the old gent? His name's McLean. It was his daughter that phoned.
She's the girl I was talking about, eh?
Yeah.
Well, what about it? Has she come in? You're following orders. You've been slipping close enough to port to see everybody
there. Well, I didn't see.
They're asking the clerk.
Why should we worry about the girl? We got to find some way to get Donovan away from the hotel.
This is it, Scott. Look, they're going upstairs. I've got to try her room.
Yeah?
I guess the clerk wasn't sure, but as long as you are,
yeah,
and all we have to do is leave a message with the clerk before they come down. There he is, girl. Come on, Scott. Get him back to the hotel and get the bar out of my...
That's me. I heard him. I'm just going to get the news
if I heard him.
Don't you come out.
Hello?
Hello. Is Janet McLean here?
Won't you come in, Mr. Donovan?
Where is she?
Haven't you got anything to say to me?
Well, I guess there's nothing. I came as fast as I could. Where's Janet?
Is that all you can say?
Of course that's all. What is this? A trick of some kind?
Well, you might tell me a little bit about it. Are you going to get married?
What business is out of yours?
You don't have to feel that way about it. We could still be friends.
Still be friends? Are you local?
Not anymore. I guess I was for a while, but I'm getting older. I'm getting older at all for fast. Why don't you sit down for a minute and have a drink?
You answer me just one question. Is Janet McLean here or isn't she?
Yes, she is.
There's another room. No, I knew this was a trick. I know it the minute I saw your face. What would a girl like Janet have to do with someone
I'll
like...
I'll say no.
Jen.
You're going to be sorry you said that, mister. I can understand part of it. You think I had something to do with you in ambush. I don't blame you for being sore. I thought of it all right. But nobody's going to talk to me like I'm sure you get away with it.
Wait a minute. Something wrong here.
For the first time, Johnny, I'm going to be glad to pull this piggy.
Well, you called me Johnny.
I apologize, Mr. Donovan.
But I'm not Johnny. I'm his brother, Ted.
Huh?
My turn to apologize. I didn't realize you were a friend of Johnny. But do you mean to say
Hasn't anybody told you that Johnny's dead?
Please. I can see it now. It's so much alive.
You were twins. Steady there.
I'm all right. It's just to lose hope and then hope again and then find out after all.
You were going to sleep now.
My call to turn. I was jealous.
You were in love with Johnny then?
Yeah.
I see. Maybe you'll be glad to know this. I'm not going to rest until I find the men who killed him.
It's better for you to go home and forget all about it.
Can you do that?
It isn't a shame.
You want those crooks to get off scot-free?
No, I don't.
I can't. That's all there is to it. I've got to pay. I'll find them and
I'll help you, Ted.
What?
I'll help you. And you're going to be mighty surprised at the help I can give.
And get the message I left him.
For sure. I had to turn hard and good for Charles, huh? And he left about 15 minutes ago.
That's so what?
Very funny. Johnny's old girl and Ted's girl getting together right away.
That's
not
nothing.
Sure. He and Janet's gonna get married, Candle.
Hey, let me get this straight. Who is this Ted?
It's Ted Donovan. Johnny's brother, you know, the fellow who left the message for.
So Johnny had a brother.
A dead ringer for him. If you knew Johnny, you couldn't miss the resemblance.
Don't forget, I didn't have a look at him.
Well, just stick around.
We can't do that tonight. Come on, Scott.
Look.
Why didn't you find out that his first name was?
You saw him on the boat. You didn't bother to ask him questions.
Oh,
well, did he?
Let's worry about the girls.
Hey, what if you drilled him already?
I hope she has, but she won't. Talking to him face to face, it wouldn't take her long to find out the truth. And I don't trust her. Come on.
Did I get that? Yes.
I put up a hood, didn't you?
Yes.
You stopped there first. Two men there. That can't be
helped. I'll let
you go. Go, go, go.
I'll let you go. I swear it. I didn't have anything to do with the ambush. And as for the rest of it, Wayne, you'd have to know a lot more about the Black Arrow to understand how you can get mixed up in it without really wanting to.
You must feel bad enough, Cal. You're getting punished for your part in it.
I am.
For they wanted him to smuggle rifles to the Indians. And he wouldn't.
I thought it could say yes or no, and that's all I'd be told.
It doesn't interest me much what led up to it. Mike Crawford, he killed my brother.
Ted, you promised. You promised to go to the sheriff.
He can't do any straighter than I
can. No, you've got to listen to me. There's nobody in Wyoming got a faster jaw than Mike.
My jaw? Just tell me where I can find him.
You don't live him all the time. You don't have to say where he's going.
Where can I find him?
Howdy, Mike. I want you to meet Johnny's twin brother. This is Ted Donovan.
Where's Ted Donovan?
No, ma'am.
It's all right. This is the lone ranger. Is Ted here?
Well, no, Miss McLean. He went out to you.
To me? Where?
Carol's place. My gravity brought a message. You were there and wanted to see more.
My gravity?
Where is this place? Are you talking about it today?
No, it's for home.
I don't know where that is. Good, come on.
Mr. Wayne, your fellow's been looking for you.
Don't stop. This is the man's life in here.
Come on,
Ted.
What's the matter, Carol? You seem to be kind of nervous. Why don't you sit down?
Oh. I'm not nervous.
Shut the door, Scott. Yes. He's standing right in my way, Carol. I can't see Donovan's face.
I want you to get them straight. It isn't Johnny. It's Ted. Haven't you yet? Haven't you got a leave?
Get out of the way. Go ahead, Sally. I'll talk. You've been talking too much, haven't you?
No.
I always knew you were soft, and now you're double-crossed.
You're the one who's talking too much.
For me, so. I won't waste any more time. If you don't get out of the way, I'll shoot you first and him next.
What happens then? He'd hang you, so he'd never get away with it.
His life or mine, and you know it.
But, Mike, without me, he hasn't got any truth. Can't make a deal. Let him go, and I promise I'll sure I won't say anything.
There's only one way I can be sure of that.
All right, then. Go ahead and kill me, but let him go.
One murder's as good as another, as far as he's concerned. If I killed you in front of him, he could turn me in for that.
Tie him up. Leave him here. Take me with you.
You don't make any proposition like that with me around. Stand aside and I'll seal it out with him.
But I'm not a child.
It's your girl.
Wait for somebody else here. The wife, get off the road,
sir. Look out, sir.
Open your hands, guys. The parole room's in the doorway. Let him have it.
I got him. I saw him fall.
No, no, you're here now. He got into the room. He's coming toward us.
You go back to the wall. People will be here, Tom.
You're making a lot of noise.
Over there. You hear anything?
No. You must be done for. I've got to reload.
I've got to reload. I've got to reload.
But I've got a gun on free for you, Star.
Oh, don't shoot.
Let's hear your gun hit the floor.
Sir,
where are you?
I'm afraid he's unconscious. I pushed him down when the shooting started, and I just threw up his head on the table.
How about another lamp?
I'm lighting one now. Here you are.
All right, Donald, tie you to it.
How could you do that?
Oh,
I don't think
so. This might hit.
I'll
help you, Chad. You've run us over to the sheriff. You've got a jail hurt, too.
I'm ready to go.
Did you help plan Johnny Donovan,
Jody? No. But I've been looking for the black guy.
I can't put her in jail. If her evidence will send him through to the gallows.
Are you willing to give it?
More than willing.
Did you help the government against the black guy?
Oh, I can.
He won't live to do it. Yes, he will. Get them moving, Toto. We're heading to the sheriff's office. What is your problem, Carol?
I can't answer that. But it was all I knew. That knew the masked man and Carol leaving a hurry. Just look at him ride. I hope we get there in time. Is it a long way? Yes. And the odds are the against
us. That won't matter. Not even if they were 100 to 1. My bets are on the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.